Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios from the IRESA Tech Center, we've got some students and we've got an instructor. Deb Thorick is joining us. How are you, Deb?
I'm doing pretty well.
Pretty well today. All right. Well, we're glad to have you on the show today, and you brought some students along with you from one of the classes over there, the Health Science EMS program at the Tech Center. Now, we're going to talk about a competition that's coming up, but before we do that, give us a little bit about what that program's all about.
Okay. Mainly, most of my students are health-related, but you can also have criminal justice or somebody interested in fire science or some other, you know, they want to come to the class because they want to learn about anatomy and physiology, CPR, first aid. They may want to learn medical first responder skills or medical law and ethics. So a wide variety of things we do in the program. I have first year and second year students, and depending on which ones you are, depends on what curriculum you follow. Most of my students get to go out to worksite, which is I pair them up with a business partner in the community. For example, maybe radiology at the hospital or long-term care facility with the activities director. And they learn about the skills and the knowledge that's needed for that career that they potentially might want to go into.
Okay, and the term there, potentially, not necessarily they can take these courses, but it might not be something that they really want to get into, but at least they can sample it and see if it is something they'd like to get into.
Exactly. There's always something in the program for everyone. For example, they'll learn employability skills and just basic skills to get them into an entry-level position.
All right. You've been doing it for a long time?
I've been there for about 13 years.
13 years. Okay. and the program's a very popular one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. We have a lot of students.
All right,
from all
very
the four
good.
Schools.
Well, we've got a lot of students here today, and we're going to start off talking about the competition. It's the HOSA competition, and Hannah Caroli. Hannah, come on over to the microphone. Your job today is to tell us a little bit about that HOSA competition. Before we start, what does those letters stand for, H-O-S-A?
HOSA stands for Health Occupation Students of America.
Okay.
And it's where we go. I've gone for the past 2 years, and there's 50 events that you can compete in, and we had 45 students go this year, and 31 have qualified for states, and actually 18 of us are actually going to states this year. And when we go there, last year I competed in the career health display for occupational therapy, and then this year I got to do public service announcement. And it's just a great experience because you get to go there, you get to meet with people who are interested in the same things you are, and you get to compete to see like how much you know. Hmm. And it was just a great experience overall.
Now, you said there's 50 categories. That ranges through just about everything in terms of what you do or what it's about.
Well, it's like different categories for what you do. There's like CPR that you can compete in, the career health display, public service announcement. So there's all different categories that you can decide to compete into.
Okay. Can you compete in more than one? No, okay, so you pick one and that's the one you're going to compete in. Okay, and now you said which one did you compete in?
I did public service announcement this year.
Okay, and now how much time did you have to devote to that to get ready for the competition?
It was pretty time consuming. Yeah. On my other group's part, I got placed in to help them out.
Okay.
So it was a good experience for me.
Very good. All right, well, speaking of experience, Tiffany Miller. Tiffany, grab the microphone there. You've done this competition, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and now before we get started on the can drive, tell us a little bit about your experiences with HOSA.
Like Hannah, I've done it for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. The first year I went for CPR and qualified in the top 10.
Now, did you get to pick what you wanted to do?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what made you pick CPR?
We've done it and practiced it in class, and I was really good at it and liked it, so...
All right. Now, is this something you're going to look to do in the future? Or did you take this class to maybe get into this field?
Yes.
Okay.
I go to worksite over at... the doctor's office for Dr. Klaska.
Okay.
And follow and shadow Patty Hazen for medical assisting.
Now, you did CPR 1 year. What else did you do?
I did CPR again this year.
Okay.
We have a partner. One of us does CPR, the other does first aid. So there's different categories where you can have a partner or you can just do it alone.
Okay. And now the can drive is to help you guys get there, right? Because you do have to pay your way to go to this?
Right.
Okay.
And we're going to do a can drive to help offset the expense of the trip for lodging, food, gas, stuff like that. We are accepting donations of returnable cans and bottles. If you'd like to donate the cans or bottles to our fundraiser, please drop them off at the IRESA Tech Center in the EMS program Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you'd like to have someone pick up your returnable bottles, contact us at the email addresses Cindy Britt.
Cindy Britt. All right.
Or myself.
Or
Debbie Thorpe.
Or Deb. Either one. Okay.
Or they can call to make arrangements and we can pick them up.
You'll pick them up.
We can stay later, whatever.
Okay, very good. Well, also joining us, Austin Anthony. And Austin, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing good. Now, you've been a part of this program too?
Yes, okay. This is my second year. Last year I did medical math, and this year I did medical spelling.
Okay, medical math and medical spelling. Those sound pretty straightforward. Yeah. You had to know how to do the math, and you had to do the spelling, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you picked those? You wanted to do those?
Yes, I did. I really like math, and I enjoy learning new words and things like that. Okay. So that's why I picked spelling this year.
All right. Now, is this a field you're looking to get into also?
Just basically the basic health field. I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing. I have worksite radiology at the hospital right now.
All right. So now, is the spelling thing like a spelling bee? Do you have to get up and spell words, or
yes.
Is it a written thing? Or
it's like a spelling bee. What it is there's a 50-question test that's timed.
Okay.
And the top 50% on that test go into the spelling bee, and then there's a spelling bee round.
All right.
You get eliminated as you get them wrong. And
all right. I got to believe in the medical field, there are some nasty words to have to spell.
Yeah, there is.
Wow. All right. Not as hard as a radio, though, or anything like that?
No. Not that hard.
All right. Very good. Well, also joining us, Jamie Nunn. How are you today, Jamie?
I'm doing fine, Kevin. How are
doing
you?
Doing well. Now, you've been in the program, too? Have you been to HOSA?
This is actually my first year. It's okay. My second year overall at the Tech Center. My first year, I had done the multimedia program. But this year, I decided to come over and join Mrs. Thorpe's class.
Right.
But it's kind of different for me because I wanted to go for more of the criminal justice portion.
Right.
I have an aspiration to be a Michigan State Trooper.
Oh, good for you. I hope it works out for you.
Well, man. Hopefully.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I joined over there because she does do that criminal justice portion. It's not all about the health portion.
Okay.
And that's where HOSA comes in. It's really nice because though HOSA focuses on the health occupations and things like that, it really opens you up because you have connections and different things you can try. And especially in the competition, there's things like job seeking skills and employability, all those different types of things that fall in. And it really helps boost your confidence overall, especially if you're going to that job interview or different things like that. And it really opens up doors,
yeah.
The connections you make there. And for me, I did the public speaking over there. Got first place, and it was
nice.
A great experience. Had an awesome time there. But it was really nice because even though I'm going for criminal justice, you got to learn a lot more than just about the health occupations.
All right. Well, let's see. First place in public speaking, there's a job for in radio in for you.
Oh, maybe.
No.
We'll have to see.
We need more state troopers than we need radio announcers. But
that's why we got you.
Oh, thank you. That's right, because I failed out as a state trooper. So, no. But you also wanted to mention a little bit more about the can drive and the support that's needed
right.
from the community, right?
Well, that's just it. We have three competitions. We start off with regional, which is where we just started.
Yeah.
Then we go to states, and then we have national. Nationals are definitely a harder one to get to.
Oh, I'm sure.
But we definitely need support from the community because it's a big cost to make. We're
yeah.
trying to get together, which is the point of the can drive, for the state competition. So we're really looking towards the community. Any help that they're willing to give from anybody over to the tech center would be the first place to start with that. But talking to any kids that are in the program will definitely get you that contact to make
all right.
and see how they can help
Very
out.
Good. Well, good luck to all of you. And now, Deb, I'll come back to you briefly here. Where is the state competition being held?
Traverse City.
Okay, and when is that taking place?
April 24th and 25th. It starts on a Thursday, and come in and do your event. We will be there probably for 2 days and two nights, and it should be a lot of fun. It's a great experience for
yeah.
some of these students that never get away from or out of the community.
Yeah.
You know, it's new.
Very good. Deb Thorpe, she's the instructor for the Health Science EMS program at the IRESA Tech Center. Hannah Caroli, Tiffany Miller, Austin Anthony, and Jamie Nunn, thank you guys for coming by and joining us here for Sunrise Side today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.